Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Heart and Soul. So glad you're joining us tonight. We have my favorite guest, Zoe Niklaus, here. She's going to be, you know, running the show and creating a really sacred space for all of us to get into. We're going to really, you know, work with the flow of energy that's always around us all the time. And all you have to do is say yes. That sacred yes will automatically get you into the flow. And tonight we're going to do a nice quick meditation at the beginning of the show and kind of set your spirit to feel how it is to be aligned with that beautiful energy of the flow. So here's Zoe. How are you tonight, Zoe?
Hi, Patty. I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, great, great. I'm excited about this because I really feel everyone is kind of ready for movement. I mean, I think that we've done a lot of work, of deep work, of accepting the changes that have come up for everyone. And now with that change, there is this kind of readiness. Do you feel it too for everyone that you've been dealing with?
I have, and I'll tell you what, with these recent astrological influences, especially the last 24 hours, I have had more than half a dozen people contact me saying, oh no, this has happened, this has happened. Bombshells are going off right now for people. Mm-hmm. And changes in the air. And the question is for each and every person, regardless of the illusion, because we have to remember this thing called life, this thing that we're calling experiences, this is also an illusion. And how do we wish to move through this illusion? Do we want to react to it or do we respond to it? And I am finding that with these things going on, especially with these wild energies right now, you know, we just had the full moon, and then within, what was it, 12 hours later, we had an eclipse. We're getting ready for yet another eclipse. We're getting ready for yet another grand cross. There's a lot going on here. And so I am finding that people in general are moving through this change, but now the energies have grown to be more and more magnified. And as I shared with this more than half a dozen people that have contacted me, four phone calls just today, for example, it's a time where it's requiring us to actually stop in our tracks, let's sit still, it's time to go deeper. It's time to go deeper into this commitment. It's so easy to react. When we react to these things that are coming up, we're actually, we don't realize this, but we tend to give away our power. We move into this space of fear, whether we want to be there or not. Whereas if we choose to sit still and think about responding, we can find that the longer we sit still, the more the answers can come. So in going deeper, it's requiring us to be more observant, less reactive. And it gets us back into a higher level of consciousness. So in our sitting still process, in this observe mode, it is helpful because it raises our vibration back into what we would call the high mind. Let's get connected back to Creator. What do we need to do to make that happen? And right now with these energies, with the craziness, with this movement, it's a lot of movement for everybody. It's also a call to action for releasing these energies. And this is one of the many ways that we can go with this flow, yet still be very conscious about what's going on around us. What do you think, Patty?
Absolutely. I do think that that's a good word, is illusion, that it is real. And I think that when you step into your higher self, you can become the great observer of it without taking it also personal. And if you don't take it personal, then fear won't enter into the picture. You're just the great observer of things. You're saying, oh, that's happening. Oh, okay. You're not in reaction. And when I think when you go into reaction, you do lose your power. You've given it over, in a sense, to this emoting of fear and worry. So it's really nice to be able to center yourself and get back to your higher self immediately when things are going around you and you're not, and you're observing it and you're saying, boy, that looks a little crazy to me, or this seems a little odd, or even something traumatic happens. You can observe it. You can say, okay, this is happening, but it's not happening to me. I am not this. This is not me. And I think that it's a really nice reminder to separate from it all and to have those moments where you go into meditation and you really work on getting connected back into the center and your higher self. And that's what Joey is always going to do tonight with us, as do a meditation that will bring you really back in to who you really are and into your power place and into that oneness with spirit, and that you know you're never alone. And that when you, if you just know you're never alone, and that this is just a picture happening in your life. I always think it's like it's just a movie, and you're going to have days where it's going to be a drama and it's going to be action mode. And if you just observe it as you would if you were watching a movie, you can find humor in it. You can find the strength in it that you have always present. And I think this is a beautiful a time to get a hold of that. So that's why we really knew that tonight was the night for this to happen. So I'm going to give it to you, Zoe, and we can start kind of bringing people back into their power place.
Beautiful. Okay. So first of all, for everyone out who's listening, everyone out in the world here, I do encourage people to have water nearby. Water is not only refreshing, it helps to reintegrate and recalibrate energies. So if you need to get some water, please do so. In the meantime, we're going to go ahead and relax where we are. Everyone, please take a deep breath. Inhale in. And exhale. And as we exhale, we're releasing. We're releasing the energies of the day. We're releasing whatever's stuck between our ears in this moment in time. Let's take another deep breath in. And this time, as we take a deep breath in, we're going to inhale the color of blue, specifically royal blue. We're going to inhale royal blue. Please do so now. And then exhale. When you exhale, we're going to exhale the color, the same color, the same beautiful shade of royal blue. This is yet another beautiful way to release all that is within us right now, all that is not serving us in this moment in time. And as we release, we're also bringing in the positivity. So one more deep breath in. Again, we're breathing in the color of royal blue. Deep breath in. Hold. And release and exhale. Exhale that beautiful blue, and also bring with you that beautiful positive energy that's waiting. So what we're going to do here, as we're sitting here in this relaxed state, we're going to go through Creator. We're going to call upon Creator to come in and go through each and every one of our chakras. We're going to begin with our root chakra. Breathe in the blue energy through the chakra right now. And exhale, feel that energy. If you're not familiar with the root chakra, it's where the tailbone is. And as we release, again, we're releasing that which is no longer serving us, and we're bringing in the positive. We're going to move up now to the sacral chakra. Another deep breath in, and imagine your sacral chakra, which is below the belly button area, the reproductive area. As you breathe in, again, bring in this beautiful shade of royal blue, and exhale it out again. We're now going to move up to the solar plexus chakra, tummy area, right above the belly button. So breathe in the blue and exhale the blue. And as it exhales, again, we're releasing that which no longer serves us, and we're bringing in positive. We're now moving up to the heart chakra, which, of course, is in the heart area. Breathe in again the beautiful color of the royal blue. And exhale that out through your chakra. And as you do so, you may actually feel the area between your shoulder blades relax. Your shoulders may begin to drop a little bit. Beautiful sign. We're now going to move up to the throat chakra, which, of course, is right again. Breathe in the color blue. Beautiful shade of royal blue. And exhale. Same thing. Again, this is the top of the spine, nearly the top of the spine. Just let that stress go. Just let all of the cares of the day go for this moment in time. Now we're going to move up to our third eye, which is between the eyebrows and just slightly above. Breathe in that beautiful shade of royal blue. And exhale. And because this area is so sensitive, this is one of our sensors. Our solar plexus is a main sensor of life, and then we have our third eye. It's possible that you might feel a little bit lightheaded right now. If so, just take a sip of water. And we're going to continue up to the crown chakra, which is the top of the head. Once again, breathe in that beautiful color of the royal blue through your crown chakra. And exhale. And now as you're sitting in your chair or if you're lying down, we're going to command for Creator to come in and reconnect everyone's root chakra back to Creator once again. Creator is Source. And through this process, we are connecting within ourselves. We're raising our vibration, moving into that higher self, moving into that spirit connection that we have with Source, with Creator, with God. Now that we are grounded, we're going to move into a beautiful picture of a beautiful scene. We're going to have a picnic in the park. In the picnic in the park, we're at a beautiful park, lots of trees, water is nearby. Personally, I've been missing Maui, so let's put us in Maui. Imagine there's a picnic table over near the shade, possibly near the water. Choose your location. Go to this picnic table. And as you approach this picnic table and sit down, you notice that there's a journal there. There's a journal with a pen. And on the cover of this journal is your name. This is your name. Yes, the pen works. We don't need two more pens to make sure that we have a writing instrument. Very common for everybody. Open that front cover. And beginning with this first page, we're going to write down that which is within us right now. What's going on with us? What are these problems? What are these cares? What are these things that we desire? We're going to start making this list. And more specifically, this list is going to be comprised of what is going on within us that we wish to release right now. So let's begin. And we're going to pick up this pen. And it feels comfortable in our hands. It's the right width. It's the right depth. And we're going to start writing. And we're writing down, what is it? What's going on? What's not serving my highest and best in this moment? What is it that I'm looking for? Am I looking for a new job? Am I looking for a new friendship, a new relationship going on in my world that are just not the best? Some of us would really like to seek new employment, just can't find it. What's the emotion attached to that? Oftentimes, as we stated at the beginning of the show, when we fall into react mode, we're falling into fear mode. Whereas if we sit still just for a couple of moments longer and really focus and decide, okay, in this moment, I'm going to sit still with this feeling. What's this feeling going on right now? What is this? Let's write this down. What's the energy of the emotion? In this moment, are we feeling unworthy? Do we feel unhappy, undeserving? What is this emotion? As you move through the items that are going on in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, include the emotion that is attached with each and every one of these concerns. And the purpose of the writing in this journal is for releasing. We're going to itemize each and everything that we want to release, that we desire to release. The purpose of releasing these things is to make room. We're making room so that we can bring in the energy of love, so that we can bring in the energy of movement, and movement from the place of being connected to who we are, where we are, as we are. Continue your list right now. Allow that pen to flow. In fact, sometimes part of what we need to release is getting stuck on trying to think. Let this pen write for you. Allow this pen to move down this page. When you're ready, turn that page and continue. Continue this process. And as we're writing, for each and every item that we're listing here, we're feeling the energy within ourselves getting lighter. We know that before we sat down, we were grounded with Source, with Creator. We cleansed our energy centers through Creator, through Source, so that we could connect with our higher selves and move into this energy of change. Continue to let this pen write for you if you need to. If you're ready, turn that page again. Continue to allow this pen to write. As you're in this beautiful space, in this beautiful, lovely setting, in the background you can hear the ocean waves. There's a lovely breeze going across your face. It's a nice, comfortable temperature outside just for you. It's your own personal preferred temperature. You notice that the colors are growing to be more vivid. The more you're writing these things down, the more vivid these colors are becoming around you. And the more that you write, the more you're putting out on paper, you're releasing that which is within you right now, the more clear-headed you're feeling, the more connected you are beginning to feel, not only with Source, but with your own high self, that wonderful spiritual brain, that spiritual connection that keeps you connected to Source. You find that your vibration is raising and you're moving into this beautiful, beautiful space. So we're going to take a couple of more moments and allow this pen to continue to flow. And when you're ready, you're going to set the pen down. Now we're going to close the journals. As we close the journals, we look at the front of the journal again, and it has your name. This is your special releasing journal. This is your special releasing statement. Hold this journal right now. Feel the energy of this journal. It may feel staticky. It may feel uncomfortable. Whatever it feels to you, we're going to go into our higher self, up to Source, and bring in the energy of love. We're going to ask for source to bring in the energy of love to this journal and surround all of these worries, everything we've written down. We invite love to come in and raise this vibration. And as we do so, we're lifting our journal up in the air, and this balloon comes down and envelops your journal. And there's a string attached to this balloon as well. And it's a wonderful helium balloon. So hold the string. Say your prayer. Say your blessing for everything you've written down in this journal. Your journal is now enveloped within this beautiful pink helium balloon. And now when you're ready, let go of this balloon. We're releasing this. We're releasing this up to source. And as you do so, keep your eye on this pink balloon. This pink balloon is surrounding your journal, your cares, your worries, everything you've written is surrounding this journal with love. And we're sending this back to source. And source will take our journals, transmute these journals into love and light. And as we watch our balloons float away, again, we remain seated at this picnic table or this table and chairs, whatever you've chosen to sit down in. We're going to command for source, for creator to come in and now fill our physical bodies with love throughout all of our cells, throughout all of our chakras. To fill us with this energy, to raise our vibration, we're going to send this love back up into our higher self, into that connector that we have with Creator, with Source. We now understand that as we move through life, as we're going through the movement of this illusion, which is our own personal reality, we're moving in this vibration of love. We now understand how to and what it feels like to move into this space. We're commanding for Creator, for Source right now, to download to us right now all knowledge, wisdom, skills, understanding, whatever it is that we need right now to know how to and what it feels like to be in this vibration, to move with this vibration of love, of being connected, of trusting Source, of feeling safe with Source, and to know that this is all possible, all through Source. We know that we are surrounded with our guides, with our angels, with our masters, even with our loved ones. We know we're never alone. We know this. Even though the human mind may want to think about moving into a space of fear, we now understand how to raise our vibration. We go into the space and energy of love. We move into that beautiful, loving energy battery called High Self, which is our direct connection to Creator, to Source. At this moment in time, we absolutely understand how to and what it feels like to be love, to be in this I Am presence, to move forward in this beautiful space of love, this beautiful space of energy. Through Creator, we are now commanding to receive all of the tools that we need to proceed from this point forward in our lives so that we know how to and what it feels like to support ourselves, to keep ourselves in this higher vibration, in this higher mind, in the space that we call High Self. We're commanding for Creator to cleanse our entire molecular structure, to cleanse our pituitary gland. Our pituitary gland is the hard drive of the physical body, and in a similar fashion, it is also the hard drive of the spirit body. We command for Creator to recalibrate our brains, our midbrain, the hypothalamus, the brainstem, the left hemisphere, the right hemisphere, melding the cerebral cortex, and to recalibrate, reintegrate this entire beautiful system made for us by Creator, by Source. And as these energies are reintegrating and recalibrating, we stop and we pay attention once again to the breeze, blowing our hair, going across our faces. We can smell the salt from the ocean air. We're going to take a deep breath in to inhale this beautiful space and time. Inhale this energy of love. Take a deep breath in and hold. And exhale. Take another deep breath in. Hold. And exhale. One more deep breath in. Deep inhale. Hold. And exhale. And when you're ready, when you feel ready, as you return to your physical bodies, open your eyes. Have a sip of water, and right now we're going to express gratitude to Source, to Creator, and be thankful. Be thankful for all that which we wrote down to release. For now we know we have made space to create the new, to begin to flow with this new energy, with this new movement. This is one of the many ways that we can go with this flow. So if everybody is back, again, take a deep breath. Drink a little bit of water. Again, the water helps to recalibrate, reintegrate your energies. You know, right now, Patty, so many people are just at their maximum capacity of what they feel like they can deal with in their lives. And this, right now, this meditation is a springboard with readiness to get focused, to deal with that monkey mind. That monkey mind does a wonderful job with driving us crazy. And when we move our focus higher, as long as we can go higher, go up into that high self, go up to Creator, we're raising our vibration. We are, in essence, inviting the monkey mind to go to the corner and have a seat and to please go be quiet. Because right now we're at a space and time in life where everyone is rearranging their world. We're rearranging our lives. We're getting refocused. We are getting more dedicated to what we are doing, to what's going on. Again, it is a call to go deeper into this commitment called living a life as a spiritual being, having a human experience. And again, it's a time to be observant. And when these things happen in our lives, when these moments in time, these hiccups or these abrupt changes, all these little details, revisit concepts, everyone. Are we going to react to this or are we going to respond? Responding, again, promotes observing, promotes sitting down, just sitting still, just allowing the energies to flow through and to really think about deciding, okay, what is the best way? Take it a step further. Go up into your high self. Get connected. Take it another step further. Creator, Source, please show me. Please bring to me. What is this right and perfect job for me? What is this right and perfect friendship, this home, this relationship? What is it that we really strive to do? Mm-hmm. Move yourself into this higher vibration, this higher space. It is so okay to go ahead and say, okay, God, okay, Creator, please bring it to me. Bring it to me now. I can't see. I need your help. Guess what? I'm calling on you guys. Many of us also call upon Archangel Michael. recently in my life, for example, I was dealing with one illusion. There was an element of change going on, just on a personal level. I thought I was going to go from point A to point B driving one vehicle. And this is just metaphorically speaking. And all of a sudden, this vehicle is not looking so hot anymore. I had to decide, well, do I want a stick shift or do I want an automatic? And again, this is just metaphorically speaking. And this went on in my world for a good 3.5 months. I really felt, I really believed that my life was going to go this direction. And it seemed so simple and clear and cookie cutter and, oh, I have it all sewn up. But the reminder came forward, was Creator my foundation? Was I going to that place? When I finally decided, well, let's see, perhaps it's time to go higher. Perhaps it's time to get reconnected and invite Creator to come in and decide for me, okay, what is it that I need? How is this going to happen? I went through Creator. I talked to my guides, my master teacher, talked with Archangel Michael, and finally said, okay, I, the human, have attempted, and I now feel like I'm swimming backwards with my feet being weighted down. And how can this be different? How can this be better? So when I finally asked, please bring it to me, the first message of that change arrived within hours. And in the beautiful energies that we're in right now, this is possible, everyone. When we raise our vibration, when we go higher, it brings in possibilities. It brings in the positive energies, the positive elements. Okay, I, the human, may not understand everything spiritual. However, I know that Source knows what's going to be best for me. When those ideas came through, everything lined up perfectly, beautifully, quickly, safely, gently, with ease and grace. And not only did the change happen it just was a natural flow. It was a natural progression. What came with this was several brand new ideas. And so this is how the story goes for all of us. When we connect, when we go into that space, when we invite it to be brought to us, it is amazing and beautiful. What can happen? What can happen? Patty, what are your thoughts?
I do think that you are right on it. When you can move away from what you think, right? I mean, that's what really we're up against, is the ego or the control that we'd like to always have. And you just step over just a little and you say, Creator, you take this one. You know, I trust. All of a sudden, the flow starts to happen for you. You are now observing what comes to you, and you're not chasing after something. So I like that whole vision is that, you know, when you stay still and when you ask Creator to take over the situation, then you are in full trust. You've surrendered your control. You've surrendered your expectations. At that point, you have entered into the flow of magnificence, because possibly, this is what I always believe, that what you perceived as the right and perfect thing was a limiting thing for your life. And that, you know, Spirit has even a grander and more magnificent thing that it's going to be sending you if you can move out of your own way. That's what I always believe. If it's not happening, it's probably because you're stopping it from happening, from your expectations. So it's perfect. As soon as you moved out, that, you know, the within several hours of the equation of you trying to figure it out, then you were clear to let the answer come to you. And I get that this is what we're up against all the time. It's just that we don't take that breath in between the thought, you know, and go, huh, you know, let me stop trying to predict and have any expectation or like you said, I'm not going to drive at all today. I'm not going to have a car involved in this whole thing. I'm just going to really let Spirit show me. And that takes great faith. It really does. But that's what we're being asked to do right now, is to leap and know that we are going to have the net under us, and that is really about increasing our vibrations about what faith looks like and what our connection to spirit's about. You know, and that's what I know this is all stirring up. It's like a big pot for people, but it's really increasing the vibrations of your abilities to connect with Creator. So a lot of times I believe that turmoil is kind of Spirit's way of stirring the pot for us so that we can come up and kind of surrender some of the things that aren't working in our lives that we're doing over and over again, right? So I know that this is what it's about. And so if you know it, then you observe. And, you know, Zoe, I know you're going to be able to tell this story down the road and use it, you know, for teaching for another. You know, that's all we're doing anyway, is to say this is how it was for me. And as healers go, Zoe and I were talking about that, we experience things way before usually the universe shows, you know, lets us go through it, and then we go, oh, okay, we got through that. And the next thing we know, the phone starts to ring, and everyone is experiencing almost identical what we just went through. So just because I think that's funny, because people will say to Zoe and say to me, oh, things like that happen to you? And I feel like saying, you bet they do.
Oh, yes.
they sure do. And if anything, it's our testament to our dedication that helps us rearrange the situation into a teaching experience instead of a negative experience that would bring you down into your ego or into the victim. So it really, I don't think that you can choose this type of work without having actually asked for a lot of teaching to happen for us so that we can be better at understanding what's globally happening on every level. So, you know, this is what's happening. Just know that you are not alone in any of these changes. And it is just for all of us to get together and really raise the vibration as a collective so that we can help each other. As you move, and this is what I want everyone to promise, as you move away and into your higher self and the answers come, I want you to talk about it. I want you to share the miracle. I want you to share how it was for you in a positive way to everyone that is going through it, because that's what we're here to do, is not stay quiet and keep it to ourselves. It's really about sharing it, but as the, you know, as the teaching that it was, you know, like that to me is the way you tell a story, as the heroine of the story, not the victim. So I love that we can talk about it as everyone that's listening. Just know that what you have been experiencing, if it's a change of career, if it's a health issue, if it's relationship issues, if it's even relocation, know that we have all experienced it too. And it's happening, and it's global, and it's in the essence of the energy of the world right now. So to ignore it, to me, is why it gets louder. Don't you think, though? If you ignore the very first reality that this is going on, then you would keep ignoring it, you keep ignoring. All of a sudden, it gets so loud, you know, that you can't ignore it anymore. And you are then being asked at that point, you know.
Yes, absolutely. And I also feel that in the day and time that we're in, that as we move through these energies, we are finding that these are not necessarily, they're really not singular experiences. Because mm-hmm. I was wrapped up in my story, mm-hmm. I was still not alone, because it was impacting other people as well. And by the way, for those that don't know, it just simply had to do with a perception of a career change. And so anyway, there was yet another storyline going on during that storyline. So there was a duality of storylines going on. And the secondary one did affect a group of people. All of us played our part. And we all, as a collective, came together. And in the end, I feel that all of us actually became our own spiritual warriors. And it took a being of stepping into the warrior energy to stand up and say, okay, no, this is truth. It's time to stand up in truth, and it's time to do what is best for the collective, what is best for the whole. It required talking. I can already talk a lot, but it's like it drove me crazy. But in the name of the highest and best for the group as a collective, it was necessary. It was absolutely necessary. And in the end, many beautiful things have transpired. Most importantly, it taught several of us that we have that within us right now. I don't know that I was really prepared to step into a warrior role. However, during the process, it came very easily. Why? Because that was a time of simply being connected directly to Creator. All right, Creator, show me what's going to happen here. Bring it to me. What's the next step? So, again, when we decide to put our egos down and go back to Creator and say, okay, bring it to me, show me what needs to happen here. Okay, go. Things just flow. It's far easier. It's far easier. And yes, we as healers, oh boy, I think we sign up for this life menu of multiple experiences so that we know how. And you're right. It seems like we're always a couple of steps ahead. You know, with these two recent experiences for me, that's why, for example, probably in the last 24 to 48 hours, these frantic phone calls have come in, and it's like, okay, I've learned this. I now understand how I can turn around and help them center, refocus, and say, okay, let's sit still. Step number one, sit still.
Right.
Be quiet.
Still.
Take no action. Number two, now let's reconnect back to Creator. Now let's think about moving forward. So, yes, we're always teaching.
I love that. Take no action. I love that because we're always geared to take action and to make decisions. And I feel like that the decision should be that it comes to you, that it's clear that this is where you're supposed to be. Because every time we make a decision, that's when we deviate from the higher self sometimes, is because we have our ego involved, we have other people involved with that decision. But when you make no decision, you are then clear to actually hear and follow what Creator would want for you. And that's probably what we're all learning right now, is that it can be a hard thing to do, is to stay quiet, especially when you want change to happen at a fast pace. You know, so we're up against our own impatience sometimes. You know, we're up against a fear that we're not going to have the money, we're not going to, you know, how can this continue, all those questions. But if you can, and I mean that, take some breaths, take four big breaths and just stay really quiet and say to yourself, I will make no decision right now. And and use your power, use your words, and in your energy will follow. And all of a sudden, you'll start to regain your power again. You'll start to get centered. You'll start to listen. You won't be in a hurry anymore to have it fixed right this minute, you know. And all of a sudden, everything starts to quiet down. And that's when the phone will ring, or you'll run into somebody who's got the perfect place to live, you know, because now you're paying attention. Now you're not running after it. You're waiting for it to come to you. And that is where, that to me is technically the flow. When you enter into that knowing that you are being guided and everything is well and you're already in gratitude, everything starts to follow at that frequency. So this is what the show is about tonight. So we're gonna start taking some callers. Are you ready, Zoe?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay. 780, you have been waiting quite a long time, and thank you for that. And who do we have online?
Hi, ladies. It's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Thanks for taking
I know you.
My call. Yes, you know me, Zoe.
Yes. Go ahead.
So I guess I'm just all this totally resonated. I can't even talk right now. It was a great show. I appreciate that. It's exactly what I need to hear. And yes, I'm in fear right now, and because I am going to run out of money in a few months here, so I'm just kind of,
Okay.
I'm scared because I'm a realist, right? So I just kind of, I'm like, please tell me, my job's still coming. Please tell me some money's going to start coming in, because I have no money coming in right now. So, anyways, please help me. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, so first of all, Michelle, let's just have you take a deep breath. Breathe in. Exhale. Okay, so let's look at this a little bit differently. We're going to ask Creator to come in right now, gently with ease and grace, bring balance. We're going to invite Creator to bring in the balance of love to your situation right now. While this is taking place, we're going to command for Creator to come in and move you from the energy of reacting, which is fear.
Yeah.
We're going to command for Creator to move you over into responding. We're going to move and shift your energy right now. We're going to have you sit quietly. And we're commanding for Creator right now to raise your vibration, to download to you all knowledge, wisdom, skills, understanding, whatever it is you need right now, to know how to and what it feels like to feel safe, to be safe, and to know that it's possible to be safe, to be at home in your skin. Because what I sense from you is that, and this would be typical for many people, it is an uncomfortable situation, yes. And right now, if you could shed your skin and flee, you would. Yes. And so part of the lesson, especially with what Patty and I have been discussing here, let's just have you sit still for a moment. And again, raise the vibration. Go up into the high self. Invite Creator to come in and be connected. Invite through Creator to bring in Archangel Michael. And they have Michael use his swords to clear and cut away the distractions, the weeds, whatever is in the way, preventing you from focusing. And again, to bring in the energy of love. And so throughout the day as you need, start doing this, start practicing this, and you'll find that as you shift and you decide to say, again, this is a decision on a soul level for you. So we can move and shift your energies. It is up to you to make this decision to allow Creator to be your foundation, to say, okay, Creator, you know what? I have burned up my energy. My ego's burned out. My fear, I don't even know what it looks like anymore. I now am asking you to lead. So with that being said, Michelle, I know that we have talked in the past about things. I still feel that the changes are coming in a very similar timeline. I do feel that probably before fall officially hits, calendar-wise hits, that
yes,
you will be employed yet again.
Okay.
When you can also look at your finances and know that Creator is your source. Creator,
yeah,
is your source and supply of all things. And you are in gratitude of that. That will change as well. I also, one of my friends who is also a client, she practices this. And I have recently started practicing it, and it's quite amazing. Start saying this mantra. For everything you spend, it is returned to you times three. You will,
okay,
be amazed. And again, it's quite a surprise. For everything, regardless of the size of the bill, even if it's $10,
okay,
you invite Creator to bring it back to you times three. You will be surprised what happens.
Okay.
Anyway, that is your homework, my dear.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. This is exactly what I needed tonight.
And Michelle, it was funny because I was saying, I just heard my guide say, you tell her she's getting a job really quick and to just enjoy the time. That's what my spirit guide just told me to tell you. Enjoy the time that you have instead of be worried and not enjoying this time for you. So if you can shift that energy, then you're allowing with that knowing and that trust that everything's fine, you know. And okay. Believe me, it will be. That's what I know. So enjoy the time. Go for walks. Enjoy your time off because when you start working, you're going to wish you had some time off. You know? So, you know, it's a gift.
So
and
true.
If you can look at it that way, you will enjoy it and you'll know that you needed this reprieve. You needed some time to take care of yourself, you know, and to appreciate it. So I just know it's going to be fine. I felt that too. I felt like way before fall that was going to happen for you. So
okay.
All
thank
is well
you.
In
it's
your
just
world.
Been this last week has been like absolutely crazy. So it's just like I was good and then it just like crashed. So yeah.
Right. Well, observe it. Observe it. That's all you can do, right? Just step back, observe it and like you were a movie. And laugh about it. To me, humor is your way out. From it affecting your body. So if you were to, you know, write a sitcom, this might have been in the sitcom, you know. So I always think that would have been a funny sitcom. You know? And all of a sudden, it shifts it. If you can just look at the strangest things that have happened to you as, hey, that would have been a great sitcom. I could write that and send it off to Seinfeld and he would have put it in a show. You will all of a sudden not take it personal. You will look at it in a and with your humor and your lightheartedness, and it will just kind of fall off you as something that happened. And that's, to me, you know, I love humor. I use humor because to me it's the medicine that we always have available for us.
Yeah.
And that's your way to lighten it up right away. In the moment, if, you know, you could tell the story like you were telling somebody and they would laugh about it. You know, and that to me is on the way to your house. Did you ever hear that comment? Somebody said, if on the way to your house I run into Jesus, I might not make it in time. So I always say, if I'm running late, I'll always say that comment. Well, you know, I kind of ran into Jesus on the way. And they'll like laugh. And so it really is the truth of life. You never can plan it. And if you have great humor about it all, you're gonna enjoy this time, and spirit will be able to in a sense rise you above the worry and into the joy of this moment. So just know that it's here for you, and I support you in it for sure.
Thank you, Patty and Zoe. That's awesome. I really appreciate it.
All right, I'll let you to continue to listen. Is that okay?
Yes.
I'll put you on
yes.
Okay, love. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh yeah, and you know, really, to me, I think that we don't appreciate our ability at every minute to change the frequency just by lightening it up with humor. Humor is your gift. It's your gift. And laughter is your gift. Music is your gift. Anytime you're feeling down, put some happy music. All of this energy is here for you to use to so that you get through the day in the most pleasant and beautiful way. And these are great tools for you. So, you know, if you're having a tough day, watch something funny, you know, or get around somebody who makes you laugh. You know, or invite people over who are the fun ones to lighten things up. There are those people I just so appreciate because I know that if I talk to them in 5 minutes, I'll be laughing. And so they're the angels of light to me that will automatically shift that heavy thinking into a lightheartedness. And so use them. They're all around us. And use music. Music to me is a great healer immediately. And move your body and get out of that heavy frequency of worry because you can do it at any instant. That's up to you. So I'm going to take, let's see, we have some more callers. I'm going to get the next one, Zoe. You know, I'm learning this. Okay, here we go. 917, you are on Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Samantha.
Hi,
Samantha.
Hi. I wanted to see what you see for M and I.
Okay. So, let's see here. First of all, this is a partnership. So, let's bring in Creator right now, once again, as we did with Michelle, the previous caller. We're going to call upon Creator to come in.
Okay.
And to bring in the energy of balance through via the energy of love. So we're going to command for Creator to surround you and this person with love right now. And moving you also into your higher self. And it's so as I look at this, Samantha, first of all, I am sensing and feeling that there's been some recent changes, slightly a little more dramatic than what you're used to. Not over the top per se, but there's been change. Let's just put it that way. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
And so what I see is this. Both of you, there will be some communication. This is an opportunity of communication. There's clearly some misunderstandings. There's something that has felt offbeat about this. Square peg and round hole, not quite matching up here. So it feels like this may continue for a little bit. And one of you may choose to take a brief hiatus. Sometimes a hiatus can simply be a break for a day. It doesn't mean a forever thing. But it feels like there's going to be a shift, some sort of a pause, a regrouping, and then a discussion in terms of how do we wish to proceed here. Right now, you two are, I don't see that you're on the same page. So it's going to be a little bit more of a process. Also, again, with these current astrological energies, especially yesterday and today, it's been very abrupt. It's been very heavy with hiccups. Probably, let me see, when was the one aspect? It started last Wednesday, last Thursday. So it's possible the change has even occurred inside this most recent time window of 1 week. So understand that the underbelly of many situations is being brought to surface. So as the underbelly is exposed, this is the opportunity to really review and decide and to say, okay, and it's like what we talked about at the beginning. Are we going to react or are we going to respond? So I see you sitting still, gathering yourself together. I see the other individual trying to figure out, I don't know what to do. Am I going to sit still or am I going to fly away? So it'll be a little while still before the two of you come around to make a choice. It does feel like by probably, I would say before the end of September, if not sooner, a decision will be made. And continue to invite Creator Source to bring the highest and best into the situation. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to terminate. It does mean that the vibration, the dimension is going to change. So there will be an energetic shift. It will take both of you being on the same page. And so continue to be in this space and place of having the increased vibration. Bring that in for the other person as well. And again, when we access the energy of love, we go through Creator, bring in the energy of love. That really does change the frequency, as Patty likes to say. It really does reset the frequency of things so that at least, number one, fairly soon here for you, Samantha, in the next week or couple of weeks, there will finally be a conversation that you feel will be productive, where you will feel like it will be a conversation of substance to where a decision can be made. Does that make sense?
Well, I hope. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Let's see if Patty might have any insight for you as well.
Okay.
Right. You know, it's funny, but as you were talking, I almost felt like another energy, is lurking around you, almost like another whole thing. So it feels like if the decision gets made that this doesn't continue, that it feels like I saw a whole nother alignment with another spirit that is kind of waiting for you. So I kind of feel like that is like in the works. So if you just sat there and did not do anything, the right and perfect decision would happen. And I feel that that is the best decision, is no decision on this particular thing right now.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the next, if you don't decide, the door is going to open to even a better and a much more unified energy for you. So that's what the waiting to me feels like, is that if you don't make a decision, it would be the best thing to do, is because this other energy, I really feel it very close to you. Maybe it's someone you already know, or is a better choice almost. So with that knowledge, rest in that you're going to be, that you're going to be guided to the highest good for you at the time. Okay, and instead of you trying to organize it and hope it works and all that, that to me is where the letting go has to happen. Is that you trust and know that if this that the perfect and right person is possibly, and to me is in the wings, waiting to have an opportunity. So if you don't do anything, it's the best thing to do. That's what it feels like to me.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, love. All right. Well, I'm going to put you on mute
thank
if
you.
That's okay, Samantha.
Yeah,
thank you
so much, both.
All right.
You're welcome.
All right, love. Thank you. And see, that felt like, I felt like I was seeing Zoe, that if she just stayed put and didn't do anything and said nothing, that the relationship would do what it was supposed to do. And that would be kind of move aside so that a new energy could actually come to her that was way better and more loving. That's what it felt like. So anyway, 502, thank you so much for waiting. I'm going to put you on. You are in Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Katie from Kentucky.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi, what can we do for you?
My whole life is kind of like one big jumbled mess right now. So, really anything would go. Would you prefer I give you something specific to focus on?
Well, it might be a nicer thing to just focus on one thing that you would be most interested in kind of looking at, or that's more important than.
I'm in a situation where I'm in a relationship where I'm not really happy. I've been with him for 5 years. I have a son that's not by him. I'm wanting to leave, but I had to quit my job due to my son. He just started school, and his school schedule, they weren't flexible with the hours. And I'm having a very, very difficult time finding any job whatsoever that I can get to work around his schedule. So it's really tough. So I don't even know where to look, basically, in regards to career.
Okay. So we're going to let Zoe look at that for you.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Okay, so Katie, the first thing, well, it's understandable. With your energies and the place they're in right now, let's just take a quick moment here. Let's get you grounded. Let's get you reconnected back to Creator. We're going to command for Creator to come in and fill you with unconditional love and forgiveness, and to also ground you in the space and place of love, and to reconnect your root chakra back to Creator. So first of all, let's get your energies a little bit more stable here and in the place of peace. Secondly, we're going to command for Creator to come in and to shift your mind, your brain. This situation, it's as if I'm hearing you say, and this is something probably a lot of people say, oh my gosh, this is driving me crazy. This is making me crazy. This is where all of us need to be mindful of our words. because our words become thoughts, thoughts become things, things become actions. Is this who you want to be? No, you know this is not you. So let's have Creator come in and re-educate you, download to you all knowledge, wisdom, skills, understanding, whatever it is that you need right now to know how to and what it feels like to trust the process of life, to know that it is possible and that it is happening now. All through Creator, all for your highest and best. And now as we look at the employment, we'll call it employment, we're going to invite Creator to come in and bring to you the employment opportunity, which will be parallel with the energies that you already have in motion, which is the energies of alignment with the schedule of your son's school, with what the needs are in the home, and with what will serve your highest and best. So we're going to command for Creator to bring in the energies and to educate you to know that this is all possible and to move your vibration once again higher into the spiritual battery connector between you and Creator, between you and Source. So this being said, in terms of employment and something in alignment, it feels like you may hear of something soon. It will offer you the opportunity of knowing that something's possible. The first opportunity won't quite be the right fit. The next one will. The next one, I feel, will take a couple, 3 weeks, possibly more. We'll check with Patty in just a moment here. And then from just speaking logically, from a logical perspective, the suggestion would be to go to temp agencies. It does feel like you may start out doing something you wouldn't necessarily prefer. For example, let's say it might end up being office work, something like that. But it will be a place to start because it does feel like once you start somewhere, and it's your way of saying, okay, Creator, you're my source, you're my foundation, yes, I can do this, then something even better comes along. So again, like a caller similar, it feels like by the calendar time that fall begins, you will be employed. I do see something happening as quickly, though, is probably a couple of weeks. So
that's good to hear.
Yes, yes. And again, right now, just sit still. Let these energies flow through you because right now the fear is running rampant. I can feel your heart race. I can feel your mind go to all corners of the earth and back again 100,000 times. And this is a time to quiet yourself, to sit still, even if you need to take a bath, and just sit still and focus. Get in some warm water, put some salt in there that will help to cleanse your aura. I would highly suggest that you do that.
What kind of salt?
There's the ideal, you know, you can use Epsom salt, you can use Himalayan salt crystal. You can also use regular table salt, put a cap full of white vinegar in there. That would also help to cleanse the energies too. So it's time for you to visit your aura, or even more ideal, if you're near water, if you're near the ocean, go to the ocean, go to the ocean air. If that is not possible, then visit the bathtub. That will help you because it feels like you're kinesthetic. It feels like you need to feel what is going on. It feels like you need to feel what it feels like to feel grounded. So
yes,
that was a nice suggestion.
Very true.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome. And let's check with Patty here.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And, you know, Katie, it was funny because my guides just said school really loud to me, that it would be possible that you could go back to school to learn a trade that you've always wanted to learn. And it feels like you would be perfectly aligned with this. So if there is something that you've always enjoyed, I mean, if it's hairdressing or something that you would be good at, something that you'd enjoy, I mean, this is the time to look at that as well. That's what my guides were telling me, to do what you love. And so that takes that quietness that we're talking about. So while you're in the tub, I want you to really touch into when you're around something, let it be flowers, children, older, elderly people, animals, what makes your heart feel really happy? That's going to start to open up the gates to where you should start to look for employment. Okay?
Okay.
So
okay.
Ask those questions. When you're around children, how do you feel? Are you more nervous than happy? That wouldn't be it. So do you like elderly? Do you like helping them? Ask the question that when you are doing the service, because that's what we're here to do, really. And when we're in service and aligned with our heart, then the right and perfect job can find us because we're opened up to really what matters. It's not about finding a job just to pay the bills. We want to find you a job you love so that it can start to create the life you want. You know? And so if it is to further educate you in some way or go back to school right now, may be a perfect time for you to start to look at that. So if
that's
it would
actually,
be to go back, oh, go
that
ahead.
That was something I've been considering. I was going to say that's interesting that you say that.
Yeah, that was what my guides were saying. So it really is a time for you right now is to really do some self-analyzing and to say, well, I could get this job, but then I'm just having a job. And then I'm still in the position of, is it what I really want to wake up and do every day? And this is what this time is for. This is what this moon has done for everyone, relocated them, but has also aligned them to their highest and best position and purpose. So to me, that's what this is about for you right now. And so instead of just look for the job, go in the bathtub. Number one, love it, because we're going to clear away all that worry. Yeah, we're going to put some lights, and we're going to take some time for you to start to ask that question. And I want you to think about every and feel into every single thing that you do throughout the day. If when you cook, are you happy? Do you enjoy food? Would you like to, you know, ask the questions of when I'm doing this, I'm having fun. I really am feeling like I love to cook, you know, or I love to see people eat my food. It makes me happy. That's another. Everything you do throughout the day, if you do it with great love, could be the alignment, and that's what it is, that is focus that you could focus on for your work. And if you love makeup and you love go ahead, Leslie.
Oh, go ahead. I want to hear. Sorry.
No, I want to hear. I want to hear.
My main problem is, like, lately, since I've lost my job, I've been home with my son, and then I'm in a relationship where we don't communicate. So it's like I think constantly, and I keep telling myself I need a hobby. I'm like, what do I enjoy? And I feel like I've completely lost myself because I don't feel like I can think of anything I enjoy doing. Mm. Like, I really don't. That's my problem. It's sad, but I'm like, I'm so used to the everyday routine.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, you are an artist. You do know that, right? Everyone here is. And everyone has come in with that gift of being artist. So an artist is many faceted, you know, being. It's someone that can create by either writing. It could create by, you know, painting. It can create by sculpting. It can create just because that's who you are. So your creative nature, you just have to start to play with it a little more. You know, if you love music and dancing, put it on. Do it. Express yourself to that umph degree as you did when you were a kid. Because that's the way in. That's the way to get to find out what it is you love, if you forgot, is to just remember what it was that you loved to do when you were a child. I know, I was, you know, it's funny because Zoe and I were talking, we were always the psychic kids, you know what I mean? So, we are doing what we did when we were kids, absolutely. Everybody brought their animals over to us, and it was a common, you know, denominator around all the healers I know. So that's really where you have to get in touch with that part of yourself, because there she lives in there. She's that little girl that liked tap dancing, or she's the little girl that loved to, you know, was great with art, or she. So once you tap back into her, she's going to lead you to the job, the perfect thing that's going to bring you joy. So, and I get that, you know, when you're a housewife and you do the same thing every day, it's hard to find that excitement,
yourself.
You know. It really is. Yeah. And you have to kind of make it. But it more is about you stating that, okay, I do those things, but that isn't who I am. You know, I am this artist, and I am this creator. And so I want you to say that to yourself. I am a creator, and I know, you know, what it is that I love to do. It's just you have to start experiencing it, right? And if you have one day where you said, that was fun, you know. I know people who have gardens really love it.
Yeah.
You know, that to them is a part of their personalities. They love it. It makes them, brings them joy. Or if you're very creative and you really love to put things together, or if you are really good with cosmetics and hair, it's something that's very creative in there for you to experience. So tap in. This is the time for you to do your homework, like Zoe was saying for her first person, to do your homework and to ask that young self what it is that you love to do and what brings you that happiness. And she's still there, you know, but motherhood and being the girlfriend and all that came and kind of smothered her. So we just have to bring her to life again, you know? And it could be once you enter, and Katie, once you enter into school again, you'll be around great, like, you know, that excitement about life again. You know, the young kids, the young energy. And so it might just be to say yes to that. And then from there, it will just start to unfold for you, you know. So that, to me, could be the first step, is say yes to the education or going back to school. And then from that point on, it will start to get clearer on what where you would want to focus on. But I just think that first step for you is going to be a major healing for you. I really do.
I do too. That's very, the most insightful like conversation I've had in a long time. Both, thank you to both of you.
Oh, you're welcome, love. And keep us. You know, we have our shows. We'll post it. So just follow the show, and we'll let you know when we have another. And we'd love to keep up and keep in touch with you then. Okay, love.
Definitely. Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Katie.
I'm going to go take a bath.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
With my episode.
Great.
Bye-bye.
All right, love. Bye-bye. Oh, that was wonderful. This is the time. This is, Zoe, we were just talking about this, too. It's really about, you know, really getting hold of what we do and getting more committed to it. And, you know, instead of it could be something different that's going to, but if you get committed, if you get really in touch with what you love to do, then it will unfold right in front of you, because love is what we're talking about. Love is the frequency of the flow. Love is really, you know, is your energy. It's your purpose. So, you know, that's all you really have to do is ask that question. When I'm doing this in the world, I feel fulfilled. I feel like I'm fulfilling my purpose. And it can be just something simple. It doesn't have to be this grand thing. It could be when I help another, I feel like I've lived a good day, you know. And it doesn't have to be. I always think we make it so complicated. But it is in that moment-to-moment reality, is that this is enough. If I died right this second, I would be happy. You know, I love that. This would have been a good day. And so then that's what you have to ask. What would I want to be doing if it was my last moment, my last breath? What would I want to be painting? What I want to be singing? What I want to be helping someone? You know, what service in the world fulfills your purpose? Because we're all here to serve. That's what I know. So anyway, let's take, we've got another caller, a 502 number. You are in Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
Hi.
Hello.
Melody. Hello.
Hi, Melody. Hi, Melody.
Hello. Happy you all.
We're good. How are you tonight?
I'm great.
And what can we do for you?
I'm really happy that I got through. I've been needing to do this for a very long time. I have been feeling a lot of energy around me, almost to the point where it's exhausting and overwhelming. For example, I had a new neighbor move in next door, and she had a tricycle in her garden and a pot of flowers on top of the seat. And as soon as I saw it, I said out loud, I said, that tricycle belonged to a child that passed. This was before I even met the neighbor. And after meeting her and speaking with her, it was her grandchild, her granddaughter's, and that tricycle was the last thing that the granddaughter rode before she died. So I'm tapping into a lot of energy, and I want to be receptive. I want to receive it, and I want to use it the correct way. And I feel like someone is trying to get through to me for a specific reason, because every single day I see the numbers 747 or 47 at least 5 times a day.
747. 747. Wow. What are you feeling?
And I've read that 11 is an angel number. When you add, 7 plus 4 is 11.
Mm-hmm. 11. So it is a possible, right now, because you're stepping right into your spiritual knowing, it could be that the angels are really trying to actually get you to work with them. So, Zoe and I work with Angel Michael and the archangels a lot. So that could be where they're gearing you to, so that you can actually be aligned with the higher, much more vibrant energy, that you can work with and through. So I would definitely, if you don't know much about angels, I would get some books and really start to incorporate them in your daily practice. And that would be probably what I would thinking. What are you thinking, Zoe, about this?
Well, it's interesting. I have, of course, a couple of different things. So first of all, you shared that it's the two different sets of numbers. So the 747, is that correct?
47, it's either 747 or 47.
Okay, so 747 adds up to a number 9. And in numerology, 9 means universal, brotherhood, and thinking of the collective as a whole. So this is part of what's going on. The other one, the 47, that adds up to a number 11. 11 in numerology has... We go with the 11 and then break it down to the number 2, because in numerology we're always reducing down to the single digit. So we have to look at both of these numbers, though, the 11/2. 11, it indicates master energies. It's a master number, master energies. So what we're talking about is a spiritual vibration that is strong. And then the number 2 is a spiritual number, and it also means being subservient, so being of service in a spiritual way. So these numbers by themselves are communicating with you. So you are being spiritually of service, and then the number 9 says, okay, here we are, collective as a whole, universal. So you are here to be of service spiritually for the good of the whole. So it is not a coincidence that you run into these number series frequently. So first of all, those two numbers right there, I know the little doggies are resonating with this well. So those two numbers right there are already identifying for you what your purpose is. Secondly, this is also part of the ascension process, where our vibrations are getting stronger. The veil between this world and the next world, however we would like to, define this, your abilities are getting stronger. Your abilities have been there. You were born with these abilities, number one. And as we grow into our abilities, it seems like the covers starts coming off. the cover comes off here, the cover comes off there, so on and so forth. So it is your time right now to help people. So what I also see for you is that you may, part of your service work will likely be communicating with these souls. For example, you look at the tricycle, you instinctively understand the energy. What was the very final energy of this piece of material thing on this earth plane? Who did this belong to? What you will be doing in having this gift is bringing people peace. So again, in the numerology of the number 9 and then the 11/2, part of your spiritual calling is to bring people peace, to be the bearer of the olive branch to people. Does that make sense?
It does. I'm just, I guess, trying to figure out how to pursue it. I was told about 5 years ago by another medium that I did have this this gift. I just was not ready for it. And now I feel like I'm ready for it, and I'm just confused as to how to proceed. And also, I feel this strong, very strong presence every day, and it's someone who has passed in my family that is trying to tell me something, and I'm trying to figure out how to clear my head so I can hear what he is trying to say.
Sure. So it's, first of all, get yourself grounded, connect with Creator, invite the balance to be brought in, and surround yourself with love. And then this can be a very delicate matter as well. So the next thing would be, after that, to, again, sit still with it rather than react, respond. Literally sit down, be quiet, say your prayers, invite protection from Creator to come in and keep you protected. Invite Archangel Michael to come in, for example, and to clear and cut away any negativity or anything around you that may not be serving your highest and best. And then invite the energy to communicate with you in words that you can understand. Oftentimes when these energies wish to communicate with us, especially when we're learning, we automatically feel or think or believe that it's going to be a physical presence that approaches our ear and then speaks every word clearly. This is not the case. Oftentimes, they communicate within our minds, which is what you're experiencing right now. One thing that you can do, remember that you're in control of this to the extent where you can invite the energy to talk with you, the person, to talk with you in a way that you will understand. For myself, I invite pictures to come in. First, pictures help me to see what it is. What is the picture here? What's going on in their world? What is it they want to talk about? And then inviting the communication to come in. And during this process, it is important for you to keep your vibration as high as possible. Remain connected to Creator, Source, God, whoever you pray to. Maintain that connection first to make sure that you are indeed dealing with an energy that is here for the highest and best. Does that make sense?
Yes.
This is a practice where you will want to establish a firm habit, just like, you know, at the beginning of the show. Do your meditation, cleanse your chakras, connect with your Creator, ask that your root chakra is connected to Creator. This way your connection is coming in pure for the highest and best. Maintain a semblance of control about it. I have found that if we open ourselves to the whatever, yeah, just talk to me whenever, that's great. We're not grounded. We're not focused to do the type of work that you're speaking of right now, because this is one of the many forms of mediumship it is important to have a spiritual practice about it too. Even if it means sitting still for 5 minutes, get yourself grounded, get focused, get connected to source. Very, very important. Otherwise, it invites other different vibrational energies to come in that you may not necessarily want to deal with, nor would you be equipped to deal with just yet.
Okay.
Does that help you?
It does. With this type of gift, whenever you're able to help others, do you also have the capability of connecting with, yourself? Or is it just other people, I guess is my question.
Do you mean connecting with the person or energy that they're asking about?
Well, the specific loved one that I know is trying to get through to me, will people who are trying to get through to me specifically be able to, due to the fact that my gift is solely to help others, will I also be able to hear and to bring closure for myself with people who have passed in my life?
Yes. And first of all, when you're connecting with those loved ones, it is important to remember to ask permission. Also, if they are available to speak, sometimes they're at school, sometimes they're not available.
Okay.
And also, again, begin a regimen of the practice of cleansing, clearing, grounding, connecting to source. Grow to be very methodical. Be regimented about that so that these people, these energies, understand and respect what it is that you're doing, you see. Because in doing this, creating your regimen, you're maintaining a higher level of vibration. You're also setting up boundaries and rules, and understand that it is okay to define this. I have run into people when they're woken up constantly through the night. So-and-so wanted to talk, and then so-and-so wanted to talk. You have to define, okay, at night from this time to this time, this is my sleep time. During the daytime, I work from this hour to this hour. It's very important to establish your boundaries and control. And then again, be regimented in your own way, meaning spiritual practice. Stay focused, stay in your high mind, and then invite them in. And will it help you? Yes, of course it will. And it may not always be, though, information that you want to hear. Just know that whatever the message is, it's simply a message. You're not married to it. You're not attached to it. It's information. And then after the information is delivered, then release it with love. Because, again, love is the strongest energy on the planet. When you look at the numerology of the word love, love adds up to what? A number 9, which is parallel to the numbers that you're seeing. Okay?
Okay.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you for the clarification.
Absolutely. And if you have any further questions, feel free to go to my website and send me an email. Just fill out the form, zoenicholas.com. Okay?
Okay, I'm sorry. What was it again?
Hello?
Pardon me?
She wanted to know the website again. Zoenicholas.com.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And you could, and her phone number is also on the my webpage, so you could call her if you wanted to even get a more, you know, personal reading. So
mm-hmm.
I would recommend that, especially now for you. It's going to be helpful to learn how to do it correctly so that you won't hurt your own energy systems, because I think we've all done that in the beginning as where we were too open. And
yeah.
We weren't sleeping. It was interfering with our health. I mean, a lot of mediums get really heavy They get really big because they are not letting go of the energy. So there's definitely a way to do it that is the healthiest way for you as you move into your gift. I would recommend you doing things that make it clear to you. Like, let's say you want to know whether this person on the other side is a specific person. Give them a task. Tell them, if this is you, I would like, you know, to find Feather, and that will validate that it is you. Or I would like to... you know, so give them a task to do, and then that will answer the question for you. And that might be something that you can just start to do right away. And so then you'll start to believe what it is you're hearing and seeing. See, when I do a reading, I write down everything I hear. I just get a piece of paper, and I just start listening. And so just keep right, you know, that could be your way. So just find your way. It's not going to be, it's your way, you know, and it's how you will receive the information and the messages. This is all to be learned, really, as you progress into this energy. But I'd highly recommend, you know, getting some training. And Zoe's a wonderful teacher, so it would be a good time to do that, you know.
I definitely will do that because I do need some help.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, then that just when you see the show page, you'll see her information at the bottom and her phone number as well. So I would definitely set up an appointment. Yeah. All right, love. Well, we're going to move on and hope to hear from you again then. Okay, love?
Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful day. Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
All right. Well, the night has gone on, and we've done. I'm so grateful for everyone that has called in. And let me just see if we have. No, well, I guess we have spoken to everyone, and it's perfect timing. And so, Zoe, where are you going to be in the world so that they can get in touch with you? So let's make everyone know.
Where am I? Yes. first of all, I am always available by phone or text. And again, my number is on the show page, but just in case, it's 310-651-1545. My website is zoeniklaus.com. On Tuesdays, I am local in Tacoma, Washington at Karina's Bakery, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. to do readings. It's a lovely local-owned family business, so it's wonderful that people come in, and the owner of the shop is known for making wedding cakes, so her cakes there are just absolutely delicious. There is a new location in the works right now that will be announced probably somewhere in the next month or so. Once again, that will be local. And then also, here on Patty's show coming up pretty soon, there will be yet another learning series, and it's something that Patty and I have talked about. So anyway, please everyone know that just go to my website. You can call me, text me, email. My email is zoe.niklaus@gmail.com. And I'm also on Twitter. I'm a fairly new person to Twitter, so if you would like to follow me, I am Psychic Zoe Heals. And Zoe is simply Zoe. So Psychic Zoe Heals, and that's on Twitter. I am on Facebook as well. So if you've enjoyed the program tonight, if we're not friends yet on Facebook, feel free to send me a friend request. And so there we go.
There we go. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for being a part of the show, and for all the new callers that have called in. We just love new and wonderful questions. Thank you for that. And we probably will be more on a schedule now that fall is coming in. Zoe and I were talking about that. It's just the summer was quite busy, so we were kind of playing it by ear in a sense, and when we were having the shows. But I think we're going to start really, you know, having set dates so you can really commit to it and be a part of the show again. We love that you're here. We love that we can all speak the same language. We're all going through the same thing, so just know you're not alone in this. And I will keep a high vision for everyone that calls, that everything will work out to the highest good for all of you. So much love, everyone. Thank you, Zoe. I love you. And we'll be talking again real soon. Blessings, everyone.
Blessings.